Today's daf is daf Kuf Aleph. We're really inching to the end of Maseches Baba Kama. So the Gemara on the top line says, Tanu Rabbanan, Hanosein Eitzim L'charash Lasos Mehen Kisei. The person gives to a carpenter to make a fashion a chair. V'asamehem Sapsabi. And in the end of the day, he makes a bench. Or Sapsal V'asamehem Kisei. He switches something around, what we've been talking about throughout the parak. So what's the halacha? Rabbi Meir Omer, no sin lo demei etzav. So Rabbi Meir holds the uman, the charash, gets to keep the chair, or the safsal. He has to pay back the full amount of new wood to the Baal HaBayis. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, like we saw yesterday in the Mishnah, ema shevach yeser al yetziah, if the shevach, the enhancement, is the values more than the actual work, so no sin lo yetziah. The Baal HaBayis keeps the kisei or safsal, he gets to keep it, but he has to pay an amount. He pays the lesser of the two. He gets a discount. Vim hiya yitzia yisera ala shevach, so the notion is a shevach. The shevach is less, so he pays the shevach. Umode Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir agrees. Im nasan eitzim l'charash lasos mehem kisei na'e. V'asa mehem kisei ka'or. He asks to make a very nice chair, a fancy chair, instead he makes an ugly chair. Or safsal na'e v'asa safsal ka'or, makes an ugly one. Im ha-shevach yesel yitzia notion l'demei yitzia. If the shevach is more, so you pay the lesser amount. You pay the lesser amount as well, the shevach. So Rabbi Meir agrees to Rabbi Yehuda, there are situations where the Baal HaBayis does have to take back the kisei, the safsal, and he has to pay a certain amount. And that's the case where he has the same type of, the same chair he's making, but just a different way, uglier than he expected. That's not considered a shinoi, in which case the uman doesn't keep it, the Baal HaBayis keeps it. Okay. Mar now asks the question, Ibailu, Yesh Shevach Simonim Al Hatzemer, O Ein Shevach Simonim Al Hatzemer. Do we view the enhancement of dye when the person colors a shirt, is that considered an enhancement or not? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says the four lines from the top, Yesh Shevach Kolomer Chazusa Milsahi O Lav Milsa. Is color, is that considered something significant or not? So what's the Shaila? Heichidami asks the Gemara. Elaim, if you're going to say the gazel simonim, if the guy stole the dye, and then dakina, then he ground it up, the tarinu, and then soaked the shirt in the dye, the tzababahen, and ends up coloring the shirt. Tepik leim yishum de kaninan bishinoi. What's the shaila? If I steal your dye and I crush it, and then I soak the shirt, by me crushing it, that's a shinoi. And certainly, I've been kona the simonim, certainly I owe you the amount of color that I stole. That's not the shaila, but that's too obvious. The shaila is the gazel simonim shiruyim v'tava bahu mahu. The guy stole dye that already was broken down, so it was able to be colored already. He stole that dye itself and then used that to color the shirt. My, what's the shaila now? So let's see. If you look at Rashi, see Rashi says v'tava bahem tzemer shalom. Mibaylan yesh shevach simanim al hatzemer dechazusa milsi v'amarle havli simani deshaklinisu kidebaylam emer kaman. Say, I want my dye back that you put into the shirt. Can you return? Is that color returnable? So what does this mean? So Gemara brings a raya. Tashma yesh shevach simanim al gavet tzemer. Is there do you view dye as being something significant on the wool? D'amar le havli simani deshaklasinu. Give me the dye that you took from me. Ol dilma ein shevach simanim al gavet tzemer. Or no, we don't view it as being anything. It's insignificant. There's nothing there to touch. There's no mamashes there. Damrele, he says to him, les lecha gavai v'lomide. I have nothing by me at all. It's just some color here. But I didn't take anything away from you.
So he's not to return anything?
Yeah. He's got nothing to be returned, it seems like, yeah.
He didn't take anything.
Right. So the Gemara says, and Amri is to say, "V'hi ein shevach simanim agavi tzemer mimatzi amr le les lecha gavi lomide." What do you mean? If just because chazusa is meaningless, doesn't have anything, but you still stole something from the guy. So right, and granted, a shirt with color, the colors, there's nothing to it. But the guy still lost something because I took some of his dye away. How could you even suggest that? So name alei havli simani dafsedinisnu. Give me the dye that you caused me a loss. So that's not the shaila. Certainly, if the guy steals dye, even though it might not be anything valuable or there's nothing mamashes to it in the shirt, you still owe the money that you took from him. Elahachki, so the other side, Ein shevach simanim agavi etzemer ubay shlumelo, o duma yesh shevach simanim agavi etzemer. Meaning the guy definitely owes the money. How does he return the money? Do we say that the die that went in there, I can't return that die back, it's done, so I need to pay you out of pocket? Or do I say, no, here's the shirt. If you want, extract the die. It's all yours. Take out the die if you want it. That's up to you. So the Gemara says, "Bimai shakli." How are you going to remove? How are you going to extract the color from the shirt? Bitzafon bitzfon. We said, "What's tzfon? Is that some type of soap and shampoo, a detergent that could extract the dye?" The Gemara says, "Tzfon avure ma'aver hashavah lo avid." It ma'aver, it removes it, but it's not a returning it. Hashavah lo avid. It doesn't return the object back to the person. How is that going to help anything? Gemara says, "Ela hacha b'ma'askinan." What's the case here? So he stole wool and dye from the same person. So he took the guy's shirt and took the guy's dye and mixed them together. He returns it back to him. Let's semer. So now he returns the wool back it's Reuven's semer, but he also returns the dye which is now embedded within the shirt. So do we say Yeshevach Sumanim Agave Tzemer? So do we view the enhancement as something significant? In which case, V'kav Mahadilei Sumanim V'Tzemer. So when I return the shirt, I'm also returning the dye because the dye is there within the shirt. Oh, Dilmor, perhaps we say Ein Shevach Sumanim Agave Tzemer. We don't acknowledge the enhancement of the color, and when I return the Tzemer, Tzemer Mahadilei, but Sumanim Lo Mahadilei, it's not considered as if I'm returning the Sumanim as well. That's the Shaila Gemara wants to know. So Gemara says, Amri Lei, Tepik Lei suggests maybe Dayakar Lei Nele Bidme. I gave him back a more valuable shirt. So don't we say Shava Kesef Kekesef? So I owe him money. Fine. But now the shirt went up from a $5 shirt to a $6 shirt now that has some color in it. So therefore I return that. That value that I would owe him in the dye is now in the value of the shirt. So shouldn't that be considered returned in HaShava? So Lo Tzrich, Gemara says, no, it's needed for the following case. Dezal. Where actually it depreciated in value. So the shirt was worth $5. I put some ugly color in it. Now it's worth $4. So I owe him $5 plus the dye. I really owe him $6, and the shirt's only worth $4. So the shaila is that this is the shaila now. Can when I return the wool and the dye, is the dye viewed as something significant that's considered returning it back to him? Or no, I need to pay out of pocket the value of the dye that I stole.
But the Gemara doesn't contemplate that you should also pay out of pocket the value of the reduction in the semer. Right? If the semer now goes down from the simon, the Gemara is only handling about what happens about the simon. But if you just reduce the cost of the actual value of the semer, I think you should also pay a hezek on the semer.
So I would imagine that we assume that the detergent can remove the dye, so you could always bring that semer back to the base value. But this is the dye that you can't really ever bring back. The Gemara says, "V'i bais ema." Alternatively, kigon shetzava behem kufa or kof, a butt monkey. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Inami detzava ba kofa gazal kof v'simanim." The guy stole a monkey and he stole the guy's dye. So now tzava es a kof, and he now colored the monkey. Now it's a purple monkey. And machzir lo the little yakelei. So he returned to the monkey. This purple monkey, which was once brown, now is purple. So Amri the others say, Rashi says, Kupa shel nitzam. Really, it's a basket. He stole a basket and he colored the basket, which I guess, so what's the shaila then? So the shaila is, there certainly is no shevach here at all by having a purple monkey. So the question is, do we say, the dye is there for you, take it out if you really want it? Or do we say that no, that it's a la milsahi and you owe the money of the color that you stole?
That's why we're taking out, we kind of rejected already before we said that.
So then what's the shaila? The case is where it went down in value. Right, if it depreciated or it's a monkey that's now purple, so what's the two sides to suggest then?
Who has to take it out? The owners or the gazler?
It seems like the owner would have to. But again, what's the question right now? If we're saying it depreciated in value, so what's the shaila?
There was a problem that hashavah lo avid. That was the problem. It was not considered a hashavah because even though you could take it out, you didn't actually return it. Here, since it was his chetek, it's called a hashavah.
Is it considered mamashus that it's a shavah to returning back the chefsa or not? So if it's appreciated in value, so I gave him the value plus, so I certainly paid out of pocket now. But if it depreciated, so I'm not giving him the value that he owned, but I'm giving him the actual chefza that is really his. That's the shayla. Is this considered a chefza? Is it milser la milser? Okay. So Gemara now says, Ravina suggests Amar Hacha b'ma'askin, and what's the case here? Kigon ditzemer dechad v'simanim dechad. Two different people. It's Reuven's wool that I stole, and then I stole Shimon's dye. Because kof, now a monkey comes into the picture. He takes Reuven's dye and colors Shimon's tzemer that I stole. Do we say, we view, we acknowledge that enhancement as something significant on the tzemer? We say, Havli simani de gavi gavach ninu. So he says, give me back my dye that's on that guy's shirt. Perhaps we say, Ein shevach simanim agavi tzemer. Or do you say, no, there's nothing, there's no dye on that wool, we don't acknowledge it at all, and you have nothing up against me at all? That's the shot. I guess he's making a claim. Let's see. Rashi says, look at Rashi, around 10 lines up, Rashi says, we're not talking about stealing anymore. Okay, like the Einkan Gezel. This guy's wool and dye is here. There's no stealing. The monkey comes and takes the dye and puts it into the shirt. The guy says, my dye is stuck in your shirt. I need that dye back. He says, no, it's nothing. It's la milsi, you have no taina on me. Or do we say, we acknowledge the tseva as being shevach, and therefore he does have a good taina, somehow bring me that dye back that's embedded within your shirt. That's the shayla. Okay, interesting shayla. Again, in general, the real underlying point is, do we view chazusa, do we view color as milsihi or la milsi? That's really the shayla. So the Gemara brings a raya on the bottom, your last six lines of the Amud here, Toshma, Beged Shetzavo Beklipe Arla. You take a Beged and you color it with the Klipe Arla, with some of the shells of Arla, Yidlak. You have to burn it. But the halach is, Arla is Asr Bana, and you have to burn anything from Arla. So we see Alma Chazusa Milsi. With the fact that you have to burn it, even though it's simple color, simply color, you have to burn it, tells us that color is considered Milsi. And that's why it requires being burnt. Rashi points out, just the basic din here, important to know. Rashi, Beklipe Arla, just the idea here, Klipe Egozim or Shar Peros, the shell of a nut or other types of fruits that could really bring about color. Ava Klipas Ha'et Lo, but the shell or the bark of a tree is not subject to this Isser De'ein Arla Ela Beperos. The halakhas of Arla only apply to Peros, they don't apply to fruit, rather to vegetables, they don't apply to Etim, they only apply to Peros. Either way, the Gemara brings this as a proof that Chazusa Milsahi. Says the Gemara, now Amar Rava, Rava says, no, not true. Hana hanir le'inayim asra Torah. Hana that is visible is considered, it's asra minat Torah. Says Rashi, hanir le'inayim mare ba'alma. The vision alone, an appearance alone, afa pi she'ein bo mamish, ki go ner v'tseva, even though there's no mamashes to it, ki go ner, I guess a fire, or color, even though there's no mamashes to it, it still is considered asr b'hana and requires burning when it comes to arla, at least. Disani, the Braisa says, back to the Gemara now, the Pasuk says, arelim lo ye'achal, cannot eat arla of the first 3 years of a fruit tree. Ainli ela isra'achila, I only know you can't eat such fruits. Minayin shelo yehana menu, how do I know you can't get hana from them? V'lo yitzabe bo, I shouldn't color from them. V'lo yalik bo, I can't use it as fueling my fire. Tamalomar varlasim arlasa es pirio arelim lo yeachel. Why the double lashon too many times is arla? The rabbis is kulam to include all of them. So even though something in general might not be considered mamashis, when it comes to arla, we're super sensitive to say that you have to remove any type of hana. In this case, that's only by arla. But regarding other lachas of gzela and whatnot, maybe it's not true. Maybe it is not mamash anything, and you would be you have no tainuts lav milsahi. Mar brings a raya now, Toshma, from Shavias. It says, Beged Shetzava Beklipe Shavias Yidlak. Person takes the fruits of the Shemitah year, which you can't get Hana from after a certain point, and you have to burn it. Says Rashi, Shavias. Also, Lasso Schora Beperosa. You can't do any business with the fruits of Shemitah. Beklipe Peros Kamar Vlo Klipe Eitim. The Eitim Ein Shavias Chalalem. We have the same thing here as well. Shemitah only applies to fruits, it doesn't apply to wood. So therefore, it's shayla of that. So you have now, I guess a guy's trying to sell begadim that he had put in the color from Peirush Shavis. So it's asr, you have to burn it. So we see that chazusa is milsihi. So Gemara answers, "Shiny Hasam." It's different there by Shemitah. The Amakra, the Pasuk says, it says, "Tihiyah." It should be, what's the entire Pasuk says, "Ki Yovel Hi Kodesh Tihiyah." It should be. It should always be. There's a extra pasuk here by Shemitah that we're machmir to aser all types of hana, even though something in general, even though chazus in general is not mamish anything. When it comes to arla, when it comes to Shemitah, we do acknowledge it as being something and has to be burnt. Okay, the top of Kuf Aleph Amud Beis. Now the Gemara has a shiloh. Rava Rami, Rava asked the shiloh. Whenever you see the word Rami, I've mentioned this before. It's always a parallel texts, either two Mishnayos of equal length, or two Brises, or two Psukim. So he's asking a steer in two different Tanaic sources. So he says, Tanan, the Mishnah tells us, Beged Shetzavo Biklipe Arla Yidlak. If you have a Beged that has been colored or dyed with the shell of an Arla tree from the first three, from fruits from the first 3 years, you have to burn it. Alma, so we can conclude from this Mishnah, Chazusa Milsi, that we say that appearance, looks is something significant. We're Minhi, but he asks from a Shag Brisa elsewhere. Revius Dam Shenivla Bebayis. So we know the Revius Dam of a Mace is Matame, and it's Matame Ba'ohel. If a person is in the same room, the same house as a Revius Dam of a Mace, that person or any other Kalim will become Tame. So let's say that Revius Dam is Nivla Bebayis. It gets absorbed in the ground of the house. Habayis Tame. The house becomes tummy, even though it's no longer noticeable, it's been absorbed in the ground, it's still tummy. However, others say, the bias is tahor. How do you deal with this steer? Below pligi, this is not a machlokas between brises. Ha bekelim dehavu meikara, ha bekelim deasu libasof. Meaning, if there were kelim there initially, and then Revius Dam got into the house, and then the Revius Dam had been absorbed, so those kelim are tummy, because they were there while the Revius Dam was still noticeable. But if the Dam was nivla, and then new kalim were brought into the house, so then there's no dam anymore to speak of. Those kalim that just were brought in are tahor. Okay. Now, that's not why we wanted this brisa, though. Then the Gemara says further, nivla b'ksus, if the dam revius gets absorbed within a piece of cloth, rowan, and you have to look at it, im miskabeses haksus v'yotu mimenu revius dam tmea. If you're able to extract the dam by washing it, that's viewed as considered something significant and will be metame. Vimla, but if you can't extract it, it's there forever, then it's considered tahora. Ah, but we see from here, but don't you see that there's a blood stain in the shirt even though you can't get it out? So shouldn't it be chazusa, shouldn't it be milsahi? We say it's la milsi, it's not metame anybody. So above we said that the arla tree is metame, because chazusa milsi, right? Not metame, it's chazusa milsi. But here we're saying dam nivla is la milsi, so it's a stira. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Kana answers the steer and says, Mikule Revius Shanu Kan Bidam Tvusa Dirabanan. These are one of the kulas of Revius. We're talking about Dam Tvusa. What's Dam Tvusa? So Rashi explains, Dam Tvusa is Harog Sheyatsa Mimenu Revius Dam. A person who has been killed and Dam comes out, Bechayev, while he was alive, Uvimoso. He was still alive and Dam was coming out. Then he died and Dam was still coming out. Safek Kula Bechayev, Safek Kula Bimoso. You're not sure if it came out when he was alive or came out when he was dead. The dam came out when he was alive, and then he died afterwards, so certainly that's not dam hames, and he wouldn't be metame. So since it's a suffix, they say that we were very makel by revius, a revius dames, so that's why we're makel here in terms of chazusa. But in general, it sounds like chazusa of milsi. So this seems like a big steer. The answer I would have said in the Gemara was that no, we said before, normally we say chazusa is la milsi. It was a special exception by Arla, because the pasuk says Arla so many times, that we include that, that's chazusa milsi. But in general, we hold not. According to this understanding, it sounds like, no, really chazusa is milsahi, yet it's a special kula that we say by revius dam and dam tvusa that we say it's la milsahi. Top Tosus asks this question, very good. Tosus says, Rava Rami Tanan Begit Shetzavu Beklipa Arla, Tema, Dha Rava Shani Leil. Didn't Rava say himself above? He answered, Shiny Arla. Arla was different. Dichsiv Akra Umehasam Leyalfina. Vim Kane, my Parach Merola Atuma. What's the Shaila? Arla we already say was different. The near kisvarm de garis lael rabba the garis rava yeshlama de dichoyhu. So the different people, Rav and Rabba, either that answer or maybe that answer above was simply a dichu ba'ama, wasn't really accepted down the halacha. Okay. Gemara now says another shiloh in the name of Rava. Rava Rami, he asked another steer in the Mishnah's Tanan. One Mishnah says, mi min hat sovim. So among the types of dyes that were used, Svichei, Sitim, Vikote, Yeshlem, Shvis, Ula demeim shvius. Yesh lam bir v'demeim bir. So what are these things? Svichei sitim kotze, what do they say?
Sunflower and woad, W-O-A-D.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard of that one before?
Never heard
so
of that.
Good. If you didn't hear of it, then I didn't hear of it either. Okay. Okay, so these are sunflower. Svichei sitim is... Sunflower?
Sapphire.
You heard of that one?
Yeah,
that.
Yeah,
that I've heard.
The
women,
oil,
sapphire.
I have
sapphire oil.
Oil
is
the oils, yeah. Okay, what do I know? Okay, so either way, these things are among those that can be used for dye, and yeshlem shvius. So they're subject to the halachas of shvius and the demeim shvius. The halacha is the Gemara tells us several places. Sukkah is the most famous one. When you sell shvius, that money that you receive in return, even though you can't do schor with it, that money has also the halachas of shvius. So if you sell it, that's now demei shvius. So now also yeshlem beer, you have to do what's beer. Beer is the pasuk says l'chai the behema. Dr. Simai, what's the rest of the pasuk? Come here. Exactly. So whenever there is still available food in the outside in the sada, and the chaya is still eating it, so then you're allowed to eat the shvius that's in your house for the behema. But once it's no longer available for the chaya outside, then you have to do beer. You need to get rid of all your fruit that's left in the house. So this is subject to the lachas of beer. If you look on, and now it's obviously past Shemitah, but when during the Shemitah year and the year afterwards, so you have to look on all these different charts. If you brought this fruit from Eretz Yisrael, so then you have to know when is avocado, what point is beer. So it's tamas and each one has a different point when you stop finding those fruit outside in the sada. So whatever each fruit has a different zman of beer. So these whatever they were called, tovim, svichei, sitim, and kotze, these are all subject to the lachas of beer as well. So too, l'dmeim beer, the money that was used to buy them, that you received rather for selling them, also is subject to beer. You have to get rid of them, the zman beer. Alma, but we see from here though, etzim, yeshbem, mishim, kedusha, shvius. These things that were just listed were apparently types of trees. So we see trees are subject to the halachas of kedusha, shvius. But that's a problem because Urminu, we have another Shiloh. The Gemara tells us the Brisa says in Sukkah, Ale Kanim Vali Gefanim Shegivivan Bechave Apne Asadeh. These different reeds and grapevines that you collected, Bechave, what's Chave mean? With an Aleph. Rashi says, Lasos Mehem Machbo Ote Limos Achorif. Some type of storage house, a high place to store it. Mm-hmm. Stuff in Chiboy. So you'd hide it or some sort and store it. If you gather these pieces of wood for eating, then then it's subject to the lachas of shvius, because the pasuk says lo achla, you're supposed to eat it. But le'etim, if you collect these things for firewood, ein behem mishum kedusha shvius, it's not subject to shvius. As we see, etim is not subject to the lachas of shvius. But the rice above, we said that those types of tsovim are subject to shvius, even though they're etim. So Mishane, the Gemara explains, the answer is Amar Kra, the Pasuk says La Achla. The Pasuk by Shemitah says Bahayisa Shabbas Haaretz Lachem La Achla, you have to eat it. La Achla, make many drashes, it has to be La Achla. But La Achla, Lo L'schor, we say, and other things are excluded. You can only eat it, you can't do business with it. So Gemara says La Achla, what do you mean La Achla? Not only to eat it, I can't use Shemitah fruits for other things? No, La Achla is just an example. B'mi Shehanasa Ubiuro Shavin. You're allowed to do anything like eating. When you eat the food, you're both getting hana and getting rid of it at the same exact time. So to any other hana that you are enjoying while getting rid of it. Yatsu, to exclude the eitzim, sha'anasan acher bi'uram. When it comes to eitzim, the getting rid of it, the hana only comes after getting rid of it. Why? So look at Rashi. Rashi explains, yatsu eitzim, shila acher bi'uram. After you've burned the wood, shinas and gecholm, now they're made into coals. Hu dehavya ikar hanasam. The way the Gemara understands it, it's a little bit different nowadays, I guess, but their main use of wood was to create coals. So that coal is only a coal after you've burnt it. So you first mevar it, but the hanah doesn't come until afterwards. So it doesn't come at the same time. So that's why they're not subject to the lachas of Shemitah. Aval, but Rashi continues to explain, minei tzvayim, when it comes to dyes, tree that has the ability to color something, b'shas resichas hayoreh, Kal HaShorish, when you're boiling the wood to extract the color, that moment where you're Kal HaShorish V'Kolet HaTzeva, where you're getting rid of the root, but you're gathering together the color, Nimsu HaNa'asun B'Yuran Shava, turns out when you're getting rid of the Shemitah and you're creating the color, comes at the same moment, Hilkach Chayla Alayu Shvius. So it's not a Din in Eitzim. The halacha is when there the Hana and the Bir comes at the same time. So normally by wood it doesn't, because you're creating the coals which only come after you burned it, but when you create dye from wood, they come at the same exact moment. The Gemara now says, "V'ha ika etim dimashchan da nasan biurin shavim." But aren't there pieces of wood that you've perhaps covered in oil, and then when you light on fire, so now you're getting rid of the wood at the same time getting hana from the light. So that should be that those trees also should be subject to the lachas of Shemitah. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Rava says, Stam Eitzim Lasaka Hinomdim. No, a stam tree is really used for making coals. It says, Rashi, V'lo Laha, you're not used as fire, to create fire, to light. Hilkach, therefore, Eitzim Ninu, Umekar L'chayla L'Shvias. Since the stam Eitzim are used to create coals, it's not subject to the lachas of Shvias. Aval, when it comes to Svichei Sitim, says Rashi, Stamim L'Tzviya, there, the main purpose is for dying. Hilkach, Chalala Yukudushas, V'asiri L'achar Bir Aflehesek. Therefore, the Kedusha is Chal on them, and then once the beer, Zman beer comes, you have to get rid of them, and you can't use them for Hasaka. Now Rashi, look at Tosos for a second at the bottom of Kaf Aleph, and then we'll stop here. Tosos, Dibra Maskel Shaha Nasan Acher Biuran, says Tosos, Kishinasis Gachelis, when you make the coal, that's the Iker Hana of a tree. Afagav, Dizimnin Hanasan Biuran Shava, even though there are many times you could use wood where it comes at the same time, the Hana and the beer come the same time. I would have thought wood was used to have a fire to warm you up, or to cook something at the same time. Because Malcolm says Tosus, like Rashi tells us, the purpose of wood back then, at least, was to create coals, in order to fire up the oven, in order to eventually bake with it. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody, have a wonderful Shabbos.